T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. Glad you're here. The Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. I'm Bill Michaels, broadcasting at home. Radio Joe Zanzola, Evan Heffelfinger back in our studios. And we certainly appreciate you hanging out with us today on this Friday as we wrap up yet another week of self-quarantining and, just for lack of a better term, just trying to take care of ourselves. So when we come out of all of this, after it's all said and done, maybe you're better and I'm better and we're all better because of it. And we're all more appreciative of the freedoms that we have because of stuff like this, of things, of everything from heading out to your local haunt to going to some music concerts, sporting events, just gatherings in general. I mean, even church for that matter. Churches have been, they've been gone viral, so to speak, because you can't even get out and do the mix and mingle with your fellow parishioners. So anyway, long story short, we're going to come through this, and we're going to come through this hopefully much, much, much better people along the way. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. We want to hear from you again, 855-830-8648. If there's a game that you could go back and watch over again, in person even, if there's one game you could go back and pay attention to, what would it be? What would it be? If there's something out there that you really, and the one game, there's one game specifically that has gotten more, I don't want to say votes, but more mentions than others. I'll tell you what it is coming up here momentarily. By the way, Corey tweets us at Bill_Michaels, said the 1957 Braves, when they win the World Series, that or the Sandy Koufax perfect game. That would be a good one. We've got a lot of different ones that are being mentioned. This one's from Chris. Chris says, the Milwaukee Brewers, even though they lost the World Series, watching Gorman Thomas strike out in St. Louis, I would have still been a part of the World Series. I love my Brewers. I can't wait for them to get back. This one says, the Green Bay Packers winning the Super Bowl against the Pittsburgh Steelers in Dallas. Ron Dane's first Rose Bowl championship. The first time Barry Alvarez took the Badgers back to the Rose Bowl, Bo Ryan in the final four. I'm getting a lot of different stuff out there. This is from Albita, who says, a huge Marquette fan. I loved it when Marquette went to the final four, even though they lost. It was an electric atmosphere. Love seeing Dwayne Wade play, and going on from there. So, a lot of people chiming in, but the one game that is getting more run than anything, if you could go back and watch it in person, one game for Wisconsin, specifically Wisconsinites, more than anything, is the Ice Bowl. I liked how Albie said, I'd love to go back now that they have better better clothing and better things to wear in cold weather. I'd go back and sit through the Ice Bowl. That's the one game that a lot of people are mentioning. A lot of people. Let's go to Larry, listening to us in Thiensville. Larry, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hi, Bill. Hey, thanks for a great sports talk show. You know, I've done a lot of traveling around the country, driving and listening to sports talk in different cities, and you have by far the best sports talk show I've ever heard.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
I want to talk about the Milwaukee Braves in sometime in the early 60s. I was listening to a game on my transistor radio. I was in grade school, and the game was against the Giants in San Francisco, so the game started very late, you know, in Milwaukee time. So I took my transistor radio and put it under my pillow so my parents wouldn't hear it. I knew I was going to be up for a long time. Warren Spahn was pitching against Juan Marichal, two of the all-time greats. And so the game went on, and at the end of nine innings, there was no score. I thought, oh, my gosh, this has to end. You know, I got to get up early the next morning. So the game goes on. After 12 innings, it's still no score. And Juan Marichal, or I should say his manager, wanted to take him out of the game because his pitching count was getting so high. But Marichal refused to leave. He didn't want to be shown up by that old man, Warren Spahn. So they continued pitching, 13th inning, 14th, 15th, still no score. Then in the 16th, the Braves didn't score, but the Giants scored one run to win in 16 innings, 1-0. Mm-hmm. Both pitchers, according to some experts, both pitchers pitched over 200 pitches in the game. And Warren Spahn did not miss his next starting assignment 5 days later. So it was a thrilling, thrilling game to listen to. I was disappointed, of course, that they lost, but what a tremendous game that was.
Yeah, no, I remember that like it was yesterday in the sense of Bob Uecker, appreciate the phone call. And I wasn't allowed to take it with me, unfortunately, when I left the flagship station. But there was a broadcast of Warren Spahn, and it was, I believe it might have been the last game at County Stadium or the year prior. I can't remember, but I know they were getting ready to close County Stadium, and they were bringing Warren Spahn back. And Warren Spahn talked about that with Bob Uecker, and that conversation is it goes on for innings. About that game and about what they were going through and him pitching against Juan Marichal and the competitiveness and the fact that both guys were so on their game at the time. And I'll never forget that conversation with Bob Uecker. And Bob, you know what? Bob, for as much as Bob can tell stories and make us laugh and bring us kind of into you paint an incredible picture to put it into your mind and bring us into the story, Bob just kind of asked the questions and shut up. And that there's an art to interviewing when you do that. And Bob just was quiet. And listening to Warren Spahn tell the story was complete, as a baseball fan, completely enthralling. I mean, you just became completely enveloped in the conversation. The game at that point in time was almost secondary. I mean, the Brewers weren't that good anyway, so it wasn't like there was anything really riding on it. But it was just it was such an incredible story, and I remember that like it was yesterday. Let's go to Paul listening to us in South Carolina on the radio.com app. Paul, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Good. You're making the winter go fast down here.
Thank you very much.
I got out of the Air Force in 1965. I was going to college, and my dad called, asked me if I wanted to go to a Packer game, January 65. They were playing the Baltimore Colts. And there were only two divisions at conferences then, and they tied at the end of the year, so this was a playoff game between the Colts and the Packers. And Starr got hurt in the first series of downs. Johnny Unitas didn't start the game. He was hurt. Their backup quarterback couldn't play, so they had Tom Matte, running back, be the quarterback. But anyway, the game, with a minute to go, Packers were losing by three. Don Chandler kicked a field goal. It's still a disputed field goal to tie it up. And then we went into overtime. And 13 minutes into overtime, Chandler kicked another field goal. Packers win the championship 13-10. But
yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. There's a lot of terrific history here, no doubt.
Yeah, that's the last game I went to with my dad. He passed a couple years later, but that's the one I remember, but thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate the phone call. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. We want to hear from you. Again, 855-830-8648. Go ahead and give us a shout. And we want to get your stories, your thoughts. We'll continue on. Let's get back at it. Let's go to Mary listening to us in Greenfield. Mary, how you doing today? What's going on?
I'm doing good. This isn't a game here in Milwaukee, but in 1980, the Olympics, when we beat the Russians, that was a really hard time in our history. Iraq or Iran, I don't remember which, had taken hostages, and people were lined up to get gas. I was teaching then. It was just a really down time. And these college kids beat the Russians. I've watched the game, the movie of the game, but I would love to see the original game.
I believe the original game might be on YouTube, if I'm not mistaken.
Well,
I could be wrong.
I don't know how to do all that stuff. That's my problem.
Oh, boy.
You know, they say vote and things online and stuff. I've had 7 TIAs with brain damage, and so I can't learn a lot of new things right now. But
Hopefully somebody listening regarding family or friends, somebody could get it over to you. That was an incredible game, and that would be awesome for you to be able to see that over again, no doubt.
It was. The whole country just picked up from that.
Yeah. I remember it like it was yesterday. I agree. Mary, appreciate the phone call, and thank you for listening, okay?
Thank you for your program. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm the one that called you about going to a Brewer game the night before I entered the convent.
Oh, okay. I do remember that conversation. That's great. Thanks, Mary. Thanks for listening all this time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Mary was getting ready to go to the convent the night before she went to the convent. She went to a Brewers game. How about that? Hey, by the way, we'll get back to this coming up, but our friends over at Pella Windows and Doors want to remind you they are right now running virtual appointments, okay? So we know you want to do some home improvement stuff. Everybody's home, right? You want to not only make your house more comfortable and start saving some money, but in addition to that, you can also build the value of your home as you are sitting at home doing some things around the house. And you're probably looking at your windows and your doors and going, maybe I could do this. They're running virtual appointments, okay? All you got to do is go to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. And just click on it. They have flexible financing right now, including no payment for 5 months. Then 0% for 60 months, hot off the press. Right there, hot off the press. They're getting this. They got their executive meeting right now. They're doing all of this stuff because they know times are hard and people are looking to improve the value of their home. They're looking to do certain things, and they want you to be able to still kind of, you know, accomplish the things that around the house that you need, and new windows, new doors could be one of them. Any appointment scheduled and sold during this stay-at-home time will receive an additional 5% over and above the current offers as well. And the other day, the WBA's findings on the interpretation of safer at home orders, they're offering the choice of either an in-home consultation, which they can still give you. And there are people, man, they keep it clean. They really do. They practice social distancing. They make sure that they're wiping down with the hand wipes and the sanitaries and all that stuff. But they can still come to your house. Otherwise, it's a virtual consultation as well. And they have additional 5% over and above all offers in effect as long as the safer at home orders in the state of Wisconsin are in place. So go to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air, and stop it. Oh, my buddy Mick just stopped by. He stopped by the house in Sully's, which is a restaurant. They're trying to get everybody to stay healthy, but they're still doing carry out. He dropped off they do a make-your-own burger kit. They give you the burgers, the patties, the buns, everything, the cheese and all the fixings, and then you kind of build your own burger. So he drops me off to build your burger kit. And, you know, my dog Mickey hasn't been feeling good, but when there's food in the area, it seems to perk him up. And I am currently trying to fend him off as the burger kit is sitting on my desk. Stop it. My dog Mickey is trying to get to it. So he has got a sniffer like nobody's business between him and Elmo, both tracking dogs. And, oh, my goodness, he smells a fresh-cooked hamburger in the house. He will not leave you alone. So that's what I'm fending off. I've had to do a lot of things in my day when I've been on the air. I have had to deal with people outside of a window at Summerfest or outside of a window at State Fair or a live broadcast with, you know, screaming drunk people. And Gary Ellerson and I have put up with some things at the post-game show from angry fans and such. And I've done it. I can deal with all of that. But when a dog starts pulling your stuff off the desk and you think that maybe he's going to yank wires and take you off the air, then you got to wonder what, you know, about things that you've done in your life that this is a whole new experience for me when it comes to broadcasting like this continuously at home. So it's just different. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Gary D'Amato, the senior writer for Killarney Golf Media and Wisconsin Golf, Wisconsin.golf. He's going to be joining us. We'll talk about a little bit more golf with him coming up here in just a little bit. If there's a game that you could go back to, if there's a game that you could go back and watch and be a part of, something in history, in Wisconsin history, in our nation's history, whatever it happens to be, if there's a game that you could go back to, what game would it be? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If there's a game in history that you could go back to, what game would it be? Give us a shout. This is from Ben. Ben says, no Wisconsin connection, but this morning I went on YouTube and rewatched the greatest fight in boxing history, three rounds of haymakers, Hagler versus Hearns. He said that was sports at its best. I remember that. I remember the thrill in Manila when the fight between Muhammad Ali and was it Frazier? And Frazier took place, and I remember obviously, Mike Tyson's career was an incredible career as far as just a power puncher and a boxer that was just knocking people out almost at will. But I remember it was a big deal. I mean, it was a big deal if Muhammad Ali was going to box in any kind of a championship bout. I mean, everybody gathered. It was either at our house or the Ventries across the street or the Carvalhanos across the street. We all got together. I mean, that was a big deal to go watch the boxing match. Big time. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to give us a shout? Go ahead and do so. I want to know if there's a game specifically that you could go back and be a part of and witness. What game would it be? What game would it be? Our buddy Ryan Horvat said, I've been watching old Mike Tyson bouts before he got hooked up with Don King. I remember that. Like I said, my cousin used to buy when it went pay-per-view. He would buy the pay-per-views. And we would all chip in. We would all go get Trotta's Pizza, and we would all go to his house and his apartment and watch the boxing matches. The problem was is that Tyson was killing people early on. And it got to be where, like, we're really paying for this? You know, it was 20, 30 seconds a round in, and he was knocking people out, just clubbing people. So it got to be where we weren't even watching him anymore. We were waiting until the next day to see what happened, or that night on SportsCenter to see what happened. Because Mike Tyson you were hoping you had a good undercard for the build-up, because otherwise it was kind of like, it wasn't worth it, you know? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout again, 855-830-8648. If there was something you wanted to go back to, what would it be? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Want to hear from you. This was from Mark. Mark said, I would love to go back to the Ice Bowl. I would love to be sitting in my same seats, the seats that Dad and I have had for years. Him and Mom went to the Ice Bowl when they were younger, And they might have even conceived me in the back of the car trying to keep warm, he says. But I would love to go back and hear about and watch the Ice Bowl because I've heard so much about it over my history. This one's from Mark. Mark says, I would love to go see any game that the Brewers were in the World Series in just to catch it. I hate the Cardinals, always will, because they beat my Brewers in the World Series. And now that they're in our division, I can't stand them even more. This one is from Jake. Jake says, my father talks all the time about the Bucks winning the championship and the team that they had. I just want to see Oscar Robertson play. I would love to go back to 1971 and see that team win the title. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Want to hear from you. Again, 855-830-8648. Is there a game, a sporting event in general that you want to go back to? That you would want to go back to? Love to talk to you about that. Love to get your thoughts as we kind of reminisce a little bit today. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little golf. Gary D'Amato, senior writer for Killarney Golf Media and Wisconsin.golf. He's going to be joining us coming up next. The NFL Draft. We'll talk a little bit more about that. The U.S. Open as well. We've also got some really good news we want to pass along after the top of the hour, so stay tuned for that as well. And keep hitting that 105.7 FM The Fan website and keep voting for us. Myself, Radio Joe, and Evan Heffelfinger. As we are in the Fandemonium brackets, and we need some help. So I'm calling upon you, those who enjoy the show, those who listen to it on a regular basis, go there and vote for us and push us past at least to the second round. At least it's after that. It's all gravy after that. Okay? 1057FMTheFan.com. You can see it right there at the top of the page. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up after this.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show, we continue on. Glad to have you. Thanks for taking a listen to us on this Friday. A little bit cloudy, some rain moving into the area overnight, a little possibility of some severe weather in the Milwaukee area, the southern portion of the state of Wisconsin, more so down into the Chicago area, if indeed it gets a little bit rough tomorrow. So that's about it. We're doing our self-quarantine thing, hanging out, enjoying our time at home. I'm broadcasting live in my home studio. And meanwhile, Radio Joe Zenzola and company, they are back in the station. Evan Heffelfinger there as well. And just, you know, trying to do our social distancing. And we were talking a little bit earlier about doing that via the golf course. And golf courses around the state closed. Talk a little bit more about that. Golf in general, the fact that the U.S. Open is being moved back, the Masters has moved back. Joining us now, Gary D'Amato, senior writer for Killarney Golf Media and Wisconsin.golf. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Gary, how you been, buddy?
I'm hanging in there, Bill. How are you?
I am doing good. I saw you got a couple of rounds in before all of this quarantining stuff hit, right? I saw you on Facebook. You got playing a little bit.
Yeah, I got one round in at the Trevino course at Geneva National on Monday when they opened, and, of course, they closed Wednesday. So there was a two-day window to play golf, and I took advantage of it, Bill.
Nope, I don't blame you. I know a lot of people would like to get out and play some golf right now, but let me ask you this. What is this golf season, in your opinion, going to look like? I mean, I was just talking with Chuck Freeman in the last hour about this about this time an hour ago. We're thinking come August and September, we're going to have so many sports. If indeed this thing has subsided by then and we've got the all clear to go back out, we're going to have so many sports to choose from. It's going to be madness.
It is. Yeah, everything is going to start at once at some point. And, you know, the PGA Tour schedule has been savaged by coronavirus, as has everything else in sports. But they're going to try to condense it, and I'm sure they're going to try to get all four majors in toward the end of the year. They're going to try, and I don't know if they'll be able to do it, but I know that's probably the plan. And who knows what happens to the Ryder Cup up at Whistling Straits at the end of September. I have a funny feeling that might be postponed till next year. And then, of course, there's local golf. What happens to local golf courses if they have to stay closed, if this thing goes on for another month or two?
That was going to be my next question. You're out a lot with many of these golf courses. I got a friend of mine who has one out here, Mike and the gang out at Ironwood. I've got another buddy of mine that has Western Lakes. And, you know, not to mention if these golf courses are closed, the other question was, what about all these charitable golf tournaments that are scheduled that if it goes much farther, if it gets, say, into June, that suddenly all these charity events that so many of these charities rely upon to raise money and funding for, those aren't going to be able to take place either. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. There's so many aspects to this thing. The charity outings, the leagues, you know, a lot of golf courses, you know, daily fee walk-ups and people playing golf, you know, but in twos and threes, that certainly helps the bottom line. But a lot of public golf courses make their big money off leagues and outings. And if outings are, you know, dozens of outings are canceled and leagues are canceled, that's a ton of lost revenue for golf courses. And the other question, Bill, is, you know, whenever, if this thing goes into May or June and golf courses open, how many people are going to play golf? There's a huge interest in it, of course, but with people laid off, losing their jobs, having to pay bills, having exhausting their savings, I think the guy who plays three or four rounds of golf a year is probably just going to say, I'm not going to play this year. And the guy who plays 15 times a year might play 8 times. So I think local courses are going to really be hurt by this.
Well, that was going to be the next question is, you tell me, how many golf courses that have had success in building their brand over the years are going to survive versus how many golf courses that are your small, maybe your executives, maybe the ones that aren't played as much, maybe the 9-hole courses. I mean, these courses that are needed, there's a niche for them, but they're not the big expensive courses that rely upon, you know, just simply some of the outings. But some of these courses may go under before it's all said and done.
You know, there's no question about it. I think, you know, if this lasts more than a month, if we go into 2 months or even three, as a lot of people are starting to worry about, I think the mom-and-pop golf courses, the town golf courses up in small towns throughout the state, I think they really are going to suffer because, Bill, those courses are on shoestring budgets to begin with, and they need years with good weather, you know, and good weekends just to break even and to make a little money. So now you cut out a couple months of the golf season, and you have people cutting back on playing golf, and it's a dire outlook, I think, for some of those courses. There's going to be a lot of them that struggle.
Do you think, now this petition's been going around, and it's been nothing that's been sanctioned, so to speak, by the WSGA. We had Rob Jansen on earlier, the executive director. Now, he signed it, obviously, and over 30,000 people have signed it. But do you think that this hits the governor's desk? Do you think that there's going to be something that's going to come of so many people with an outcry throughout the state to say, at least let us out on the golf courses?
Yesterday I thought that maybe I was looking at that change.org petition you referenced. I was calling it up every hour and seeing how many more thousand people had signed it. Will it have an impact? I don't think it'll have a huge impact on the governor's decision. I think he's seen now that Illinois has closed its golf courses again after opening them for 4 days. They're closed now. Michigan is closed. I think he's going to look around at surrounding states in the Midwest and say, if these states are all closed, I can't open my golf courses. I'd be surprised if they open in the next week, maybe possibly before that April 24th date, but I'd be surprised if they open quickly here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I get it to where they say, hey, hit the trails, go hiking, which, you know, you can do with you or you and your kids or you and your spouse or you and, you know, significant other, whatever, but they don't want you on a golf course, you know, by yourself. It just doesn't make sense to me. Not that I'm going to sit here and fight for golf, but I think that there's some legitimacy to all of that, and it's a healthier exercise.
Right. Yeah, that's a very good point, and that's the point that golfers are making. Look, you know, you can go to the boat launch and launch your boat. You can go fishing. You can jog and hike in parks. You can walk your dog, as long as you practice social distancing. And I think that's very possible in golf. I mean, obviously, we have to change a lot of the things we do on the golf course. You know, eliminate touch points and be very wary of not being close to people. But, you know, you can play golf in a foursome, either walking or riding singly in carts, and never come within 20 feet of each other if you're conscious of it. Even on the green, you know, you can back away from people. So I think it's entirely, I mean, there's nothing that's fail-safe right now, Bill, but other than locking yourself in your house for a month. But I think golf is, as I've written, is on the high end of the safety spectrum.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm looking at all these different aspects. People were down at the lakefront the other day when it was so nice out, And they're all walking next to each other and past each other and dogs. And don't get me wrong, I want you to go out and walk your dog, but everybody went to the lakefront. That's fine. But being on a 400-yard par 4 completely separate from anybody else seems to be an area of angst. And that's the one thing that I wish we could get Tony Evers on, just to specifically say this is the reasoning by which, I mean, if it's manning a golf course, if it is staffing it, if it is, you know, touch points when it comes to carts and such, I understand it. Then you have to take those precautions. But there's so many people that I've talked to that own golf courses that say, hey, we're prepared. All they got to do is give us the word, or we can open it up, give everybody singular carts, keep everybody separated, and do it in that particular sense, far more so than what's going on in the county parks.
Yeah, and I think golfers are so cognizant. I mean, golfers really want to get out there and play. And I think they're going to be very cognizant of the fact that of social distancing if they do get to play soon. And I think golfers, more than some groups, would be very careful about social distancing. I think, you know, in all the emails I'm getting and all the people I'm talking to, everyone is saying we would definitely practice social distancing. We've played golf recently and, you know, before the course was closed, and we were very cognizant of that. So I think golfers would be ahead of the curve when it comes to social distancing. I really do.
Yeah, I know. I'm just getting an update from Joe, and the petition that's online is now sitting at 33,000 that have signed it. We'll put that link out, as a matter of fact. We'll put the link out coming up here in just a little bit. So I want to go back to the Ryder Cup real quick. If indeed they should move the Ryder Cup from this year to next, do they then go back to a year later and put it back on the twos and go to the Ryder Cup a year after? Or do they then just go, okay, now we're every odd year, so to speak?
Yeah, this did happen once before 9/11. The Ryder Cup obviously was just a couple weeks away when that happened, and they went to the next year, and it became an even year thing where it was always odd years in the past. So they would keep the every other year schedule. So if the Ryder Cup went in 2021, then the President's Cup would go in 2022, and Ryder Cup again in 2023. I think they would keep it in 9 years.
Okay. Well, you know, hey, I'm all for them still bringing the Ryder Cup to Wisconsin. It's just obviously to do it safely. And I know this year is going to be incredibly backed up when it comes to the world of golf. Do you see the space between, because I don't even know what they're going to do with the British Open at this point. They haven't made any announcements about that, right?
Right. And that obviously requires international travel by a lot of golfers who would play in it. So even though it's in July, you know, I'm leaning toward that's going to be postponed or canceled. Well, postponed. They're not going to cancel the British Open. They'll play it at some point this year, but maybe not in July.
You'll have the British Open, the U.S. Open, the PGA Championship, all very quickly, the Masters at the end of this year. You're going to have four majors in possibly 2 months. You know what I mean?
Oh, very possible, yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the other tournaments on the PGA Tour schedule are just going to go away for a year. They're just going to bite the dust. And because I think it's, you know, it's imperative to get the majors in, if at all possible. So, yeah, it's going to be a very condensed schedule. You know, if golf even happens, I mean, who knows what the landscape's going to look like in July and August around here.
We have been talking all day about if there's one game that you could go back and watch and be a part of or be there again, what would it be? You've covered a lot of sports in Wisconsin. You've been all over the world. You've been to the Olympics. You've been to the Masters. If there's one thing you could go back and either be a person, be at it in person, maybe you did cover it or didn't cover it or watched it on TV, what would it be?
I've seen a lot of cool things at the Olympics and the 11 that I covered, Bill, but the one game I'd like to see over again, and I don't know if this has come up. I listened to part of your show, but the Brewers-Yankees, I think it was July 28th, 1979, best baseball game I've ever seen. Cecil Cooper hits three homers, including the winner off Goose Gossage in the bottom of the ninth. And that's the game that Reggie and Caldwell got into a big fight.
Oh, wow.
And Billy Martin tried to go up in the stands after some fans that were heckling him. Everything happened in that game that could happen in a baseball game. And
that's awesome.
You know, County Stadium was packed, and the electricity was just awesome. I'd love to see that game again.
That's awesome. That, you know what? No, nobody brought that up. So that's really cool. That's completely awesome. I tell you what, it's always a pleasure, Gary. I appreciate it. Stay safe. And I know we'll talk to you later down the road. It's going to be an interesting season as they try to get all these different events in. And obviously, we'll keep our eye on the golfing world and see if it's eventually going to come back and relatively soon. Okay?
All right. Thanks for having me, Bill. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. That's our good buddy, Gary D'Amato. Gary D'Amato, senior writer for Killarney Golf Media and Wisconsin.Golf, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. You want to follow him on Twitter at Gary D'Amato Golf. D'Amato Golf, Gary, D-A-M-A-T-O, Golf, Gary D'Amato Golf on Twitter. You can follow him there. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. When we come back, they're saying, nope, not going to happen. We talked about it a little bit earlier. We'll readdress it when we get back. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are so glad you are here. Thanks so much for joining us. Certainly appreciate it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Want to hear from you. 855-830-8648. Wanted to talk about the NFL just a little bit. The NFL, they have decided not to move the NFL draft. I talked about this a little bit earlier. The NFL has said, don't open your facilities, but oh, by the way, we're not going to have you in your facility for the NFL draft. Go build a war room somewhere else. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but my assumption is it's a little bit more intricate than that, but that certainly seems to be the way it's going. But they are saying that they do not want the facilities open. So if you are a general manager, they're still going to conduct the draft, and they're still going to conduct it at the end of April, like they always have. Which, at that point in time, you would expect over the next 2 to 3 weeks then, they would be announcing the NFL schedule. Because that's about the time they announce it. The preseason schedule will come out first, and then a couple of days later, they give you the dates and the times. And then after that, the regular season schedule comes out. So you're going to look at all of that and say, okay, you know, well, then they're going to hold the draft, and the draft is going to go off at the regular time. And I think they want to make sure that they still have enough time to get physicals and such done. But interesting that the NFL does not want you to open your facility, but the scouts and such, the directors of scouting, the GMs and all that stuff, they don't want in the facilities, but they're still going to do the draft and hold it in the same fashion. So a very weird ruling, I guess, by the NFL and the way they want to conduct their business. So, but they're still going to hold it, which means we're still going to bring you the NFL draft. We'll bring you round-by-round coverage as long as it's going to take place. We're going to be here for you, so don't forget about that. We're not going anywhere. We're not going to take any time off. So we'll still be doing it. We'll still be hoping that the Green Bay Packers draft the players that either they need or that you want them to get, and then we'll kind of go from there. So, today is a Friday. Today is a day in which a lot of local businesses doing fish fries, and I had just told you about so many different ones that are out there that are really good people that are trying to do something great for the community. Our friends over at Stenny's, I had talked about that a little while ago. They had posted some stuff online, and I wanted to make sure I mentioned that because Stenny's, they got their fish fry benefiting Mike Romans. Mike Romans, longtime bar owner, and all their laid-off employees and such, struggling through some health issues right now, probably losing his bar. And they're trying to help him out with some of his medical expenses. So if you're going to go anywhere for a fish fry today and you want to do something good along the way, Stenny's Fish Fry down there at 2nd and National, they're getting it done. Also, our friends out at San Giorgio, Gino, and the whole staff down there doing pizzas. If you're going to do some drive-through pizzas, even if you're not doing anything with meat on it, they're doing some great stuff down at San Giorgio's and Calderon Club. Don't forget about our friends at Curly's Waterfront Pub and Grill out in Pewaukee. They're great people. Coach's Pub and Grill. If you're looking for a fish fry, or maybe you're looking for the big Big Boy Burger, and you're just hankering for that thing tonight. Don't forget about coaches. A lot of great people doing a lot of great things. The Social House on West Lisbon Road out there in Menominee Falls, serving up some fish fries as well. But get out and about. I talk about our friends in Pizza Del Rey all the time, out in Eau Claire. So many great people. Support local as much as you can. One of the other businesses, I just got a notification. A friend of mine, this is from Chris. Chris emailed me. He owns a bar. I don't want to tell where Chris's bar is because he's not an advertiser. And in addition to that, I don't know if he wants me to say this on the air or not. But he said, hey, he called my buddy Sean with Epoxy Flooring Done Right. He said, while my restaurant is closed, I wanted to get my floor refreshed. They came out and did an amazing job. He said, thanks for hooking me up with Sean and the whole staff at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. That's one thing. He had a floor, one of those old style, they call them the old subway tile floors, the red floors that are, you know, either stucco down with the sticky tile or the actual cement and block fixtures. He wanted to redo the whole floor. It wasn't clean. You had to really scrub it to get it clean. He said, this stuff is amazing. So if you're a restaurant or bar owner and you're shut down right now and you're always looking for something to do without shutting your bar down, now that you are shut down, you may have some time to do this, and they can turn it around in 72 hours. So check out my buddy Sean over at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Chris, that's fantastic. Thanks for supporting one of our sponsors. But 262-443-2852, that's Sean at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Epoxy flooring, polyurea coatings, many different ways they do these floors, and they warranty them for life. And don't forget about that. They do great work. 262-443-2852. 262-443-2852. We are going to post the golf petition on our Twitter account. Joe's going to have it. I'll have it. We'll post it up on the Twitter accounts and on the Facebook fan page if you want to sign that as well. So stay tuned for that. That's going to go up during the top of the hour break here. And we're going to come back. We still got a lot more, a long way yet to go. And when we come back on this Friday, we got some really, really, really good news for you. Really good news about a very good friend of ours. So really good news coming up. Stay tuned. A whole lot more of the Bill Michaels Show yet to go. We'll be back right after this.
Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.